3. Ice on their minds. All happy families resemble each other. Each unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. Leo Tolstoy, Anna Karenina. Justin chuckled as he headed toward Camelot's main street. Jess amused him. Saving the eel was just like her. Had she done it only to antagonize Zack? She usually had several reasons for anything she did. He swiveled aside to let a stream of half-naked boys and girls, playing some spontaneously generated variant of tag, scamper past. They giggled and sang, tripped, rolled, ignoring their bruised shins and shoulders, and ran out into the fields. The game might progress until midnight, when exhaustion, not security, dictated an end to play. The Grendels were dead. The only things that could harm a human child were the dogs, and they wouldn't. Children had never been safer, nor held more precious. The streets of Camelot were broad and well-paved, with private gardens where vegetables and fruits were nurtured into bloom. Intimate hothouses and hobby sheds were tucked along every byway. Justin's favorite garden was behind Carolyn McAndrew's place. In neat, furrowed rows, she cultivated roses, carnations, tulips, and daisies. Within the plastic sheet walls of her hothouse lived Avalon's greatest and only orchid collection. Human shapes moved inside the hothouse. Carolyn herself, followed closely by a small brood of children. She had 7 in all, 3 fast after the wars, and another 4 in a more leisurely fashion. The latest was barely out of diapers. The oldest 2 had children of their own. Colleen, the youngest of the first group, still lived at home, but lately she spent most of her time studying. Colleen wanted to go back to the stars.
She'll outgrow that.